Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Young people have all kinds of plans. Think about the plans that you had when you were a young person, maybe a teenager or in high school or college. Maybe when you were in grade school or if you are still there now, maybe you have plans about testing into a good high school and then pursuing an academic career and going on to college, perhaps even graduate school. Maybe you dream about getting an academic or perhaps an athletic scholarship to go to college. Maybe you dream about playing college football or baseball or basketball, maybe even going professional after that. Maybe you dreamed about being an Olympic gymnast or an Olympic figure skater. Perhaps if you were like me when you were younger, you dreamed about becoming an astronaut and being able to go to outer space and go to the space station or even the moon. Well, young people have all kinds of plans, but so often as we get older, we realize that some of those dreams that we had when we were younger just aren't very realistic. And as we get older, we often end up making plans that are more practical, changing or modifying our previous plans and settling on educational or career paths that will lead to a lifetime of reliable income so we can support ourselves and our families. We can imagine, although the Bible doesn't tell us specifically, the plans that the prophet Jeremiah might have had before he knew that he was going to be God's prophet. We do know that he was a young man when he was called by God to God's service. We don't know his age exactly, but we can guess just from other dates of the kings that whose reigns he lived during, that perhaps he was between the ages of 16 and 20 when God called him. We know that he came from a small village near Jerusalem, and we also know that many of his family members were priests, and so for that reason, we can guess that maybe Jeremiah's plans for his future in his life involved that himself becoming a priest as well, serving God in the temple in Jerusalem. And as such, he may also have had thoughts about advancing his education. Perhaps like many of us today, he had plans to be able to purchase a home, to get married, to raise a family, and to enjoy his life. Whatever his plans were, Jeremiah certainly had plans that almost certainly did not involve what happened in our reading. But we see that God had also very special plans for Jeremiah. So let's listen again to the words of our Lord and to the words of Jeremiah in our reading today from Jeremiah chapter 1. The word of the Lord came to me. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations. But I said, Ah, Lord God, I really do not know how to speak. I am only a child. The Lord said to me, Do not say, I am only a child. You must go to everyone to whom I send you and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, because I am with you, and I will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth. The Lord said to me, There, I have now placed my words in your mouth. Look, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and to tear down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. Yes, we see God certainly had big plans for Jeremiah. He was calling Jeremiah to be his prophet, not only to tell the future, but to be his spokesman to God's people, and as we see in this reading, also to speak God's message to many other peoples besides the people of Israel. The Lord of all the universe, of heaven and earth, was calling Jeremiah to carry his own word out to nations and kingdoms that were powerful and fearful. Jeremiah was to speak the message of God's law to people who, many of whom were unaware of their sin and unaware of the suffering that their sin would bring about out of God's judgment and his wrath. And so God called Jeremiah to speak that message of judgment, of wrath, and of terror as punishment for the sins of the people. As we see in the words of God in this text, God called Jeremiah to uproot and to tear down, to destroy and to overthrow. But that's not all that God called Jeremiah to do. He also called Jeremiah to speak the gospel, the good news of God's love and mercy and forgiveness. So we also see that God called Jeremiah to build and to plant. Jeremiah was not only to speak a message of judgment and punishment, but he was also to speak a message of hope and comfort and forgiveness from God to those who repented of their sins and looked to God in faith for forgiveness. Well, certainly both of those messages were a big task for a young man. God was expecting a lot from Jeremiah, considering Jeremiah's youth and his lack of experience, his lack of advanced education. And besides, Jeremiah hadn't planned to go into this prophet business at all. As he thought about the task which God was calling him to, he responded, "Ah, Lord God, I really do not know how to speak. I am only a child." But God replied to him, "Do not say, 'I am only a child.'" The Lord was telling Jeremiah, "Don't think that you can sidestep my call or avoid my claim on your life because you're only a young man. Don't think that being a youth is an excuse for backing out of my plan for your life." Yes, God has a plan for each one of us. God has a plan for those of you who are still in school, whether it's elementary or high school or college. Part of that plan is not only earning your diploma or a degree or getting good grades. God also has a plan for those of us who are already beyond school age, those of us who might work in a factory, at an assembly line, behind a desk. And the chief part of God's plan for us also does not have anything to do with monthly sales targets or overtime or profits. Although God may not have called you to be a prophet like Jeremiah, the Lord does call each one of us to be witnesses for him. The Apostle Peter reminds us in 1 Peter chapter 2, "You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." That is God's special plan for you, for each one of us. Bearing witness to our Savior is not only God's plan for pastors and for full-time Christian teachers and elders in the church. Bearing witness to the good news of our Savior Jesus is God's plan for all of his people, for all believers in Jesus. It makes no difference whether you are a youth or whether you have been retired already for 10 years. It makes no difference whether you have young children at home or teenagers. God's plan includes you because he has done something wonderful for you in your life. It's no secret to all of us here today. You know that God has given us his only son. You know that Jesus lived the life of a perfect servant, the kind of life that we are supposed to live, perfectly obeying all of God's commands, but the kind of life that, because of our sinfulness, we never have lived. And you know that Jesus took our place on that death march up the hill to Calvary. And you know what he did there. You know why he died. In order to purchase forgiveness for all of our sins. In order to win a place in heaven for us at God's side forever. You also know the good news of Easter. Whether you are 6 or 16 or 36 or 66, you know about the resurrection of Jesus and what that means for all believers, that it means eternal life free from all the pain and sorrows and suffering of this world. You know all this, and now God is calling you to share it. He's asking you to share this good news by your words and by your deeds, by the things you say and the things you don't say, the things you do and the things you don't do. He wants you to share this good news of his love for all people through Jesus. Whether that's in the factory, in the office, the cafeteria, the classroom, the dormitory, the shopping mall, any of those places, in every place, God wants us to bear witness to Jesus, to testify that he is Lord and Savior, and how much the good news of his forgiveness has meant in our lives. Jesus himself is talking to us when he says, as he said to his disciples, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Well, how do we answer this call from God? Do we sometimes have the same attitude that Jeremiah had of a little bit of fear and trepidation? "Ah, Lord God, I really do not know how to speak. I'm only a child." Even if we might not be a child age-wise, we might feel like we're a child as far as our capability to speak to others and to share this message. When Jeremiah heard God's plan for him, he was convinced that God had the wrong person. Maybe he thought to himself, "If God really knew me, if God really knew all my faults and all the weaknesses I have, all the deep and dark secrets in my soul, if God knew how spiritually immature I really am at times, if he knew how often I sin and how often I stumble and fall short of his will for my life, if he knew all those things, then surely he wouldn't choose me." Well, I think we all probably often feel that way, don't we? The holy Lord of the universe calls us to bear witness to him. And we say, "Lord, do you really know what you're doing? Surely there's someone else out there who would be better at that job than me. Surely there's somebody who's more spiritually mature, more knowledgeable than me, somebody who's a better speaker than me, who's better able to relate to people." And you know how God responds? He says, "I know what I'm doing." As he said to Jeremiah, he also says to us, "I formed you in your mother's womb. I gave you the gift of life. You may only be a child, you may feel only like a child, but you are my dearly loved child, specially created by me." Yes, God knows each of us better than we even know ourselves. God gave up his own son to die for us. God forgives us day in and day out, all for the sake of Jesus, our Savior. God hears our prayers, and he understands our weaknesses and our struggles. He understands and he answers and blesses us even when we don't know exactly what we should pray for. Yes, our God does know what he's doing when he calls us to be his witnesses. He knows how young some of us are. He knows how old others of us are. He knows that we won't ever be perfect witnesses for him, but he wants to use us in his service anyway. Just remember that Jeremiah wasn't a perfect prophet either. When we read about his life, we see that there were times when he was angry with God for allowing the wicked to go unpunished. There were times when he just didn't feel like speaking the word of God that God had called him to speak. But God loved him and forgave him and continued to use him as his messenger anyway. And God will do the same with us. And through it all, wherever we may be, God promises to sustain us and to strengthen us. The Lord speaks to us just as he spoke to the prophet Jeremiah. "Do not say, 'I am only a child.' You must go to everyone whom I send you and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, because I am with you and I will rescue you." Wherever you are, whether it's at home, at school, on the job, God is giving you opportunities to witness to the people around you. Yes, it can be frightening. It can be intimidating. because we don't know what the response will be. It's easy for us to feel insignificant as we open our mouths to speak about Jesus. It can be easy for us to feel outnumbered in a workplace or in a city where we know that as faithful believers in God's word, we are certainly in the minority. But isn't it nice to know that wherever we are never alone? The same God who sustained and strengthened Jeremiah for his ministry is the same God who sought you out in holy baptism, who gave you a new heart and adopted you into his family, who has blessed you all the years of your life, strengthening you through his word and through his sacrament. This is the same God who promises to be with you as you go out and share the message of his love and salvation through Jesus. As you answer the call from God to be his witness and to share his love with others, he will never leave you alone. As you speak up about your faith in Jesus and as you invite others to know the Lord of life who has so changed your life, he will keep you in his care. I don't know about all the details of God's plan for your life, but I do know that God does have a plan for you, just as he had a plan a long time ago for a young man named Jeremiah. May God help each of us to answer his call, and may he enable us and strengthen us to be his witnesses in the world. Amen.